Billy Ocean next, after years and years, and clue number one for Andy Mossack on the BBC. Very good. Don't know how you think them all up. I honestly don't. Fleazy Lover, that's gone. Manx for the Memories, you can have that too. Here's clue number one, though. I've been gasbagging a lot, I know. Clue number one for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. First time I've seen this clue, so settle into this one. Oh, okay. Clue number one. If you can help me out, I'll give you the text number again in a sec. This beautiful town by the side of a famous lake was where Charlie Chaplin lived for the last 24 years of his life. His 37-acre estate is now a world-class attraction, an homage to his life, some of his movie sets, from original plans from the Chaplin family archives. So like a Charlie Chaplin museum, like a theme park for Chaplin. Beautiful town by the lake of side of a famous lake. Charlie Chaplin lived for the final quarter century of his life. The estate is now a world-class attraction. To Chaplin. Okay, now. Now, I know, I remember, because I've used it as clues at a rewind, that when he was buried, like when he was obviously after he died, but he was buried, and somebody nicked his body. They opened his, they dug him up and then took him up, but then they returned him. And I'm sure that's Switzerland. So I'm thinking famous lake in Switzerland. I mean, is it Geneva? That's the only one I can think of. But, you know, there are other towns around the thing. Oh, I don't know. Somewhere in Switzerland. Do you know any different? 81333RUSS at the top of your text when you drop me a line. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Man himself will be here in 20 minutes. We can't fail. Hi to Sue. Got me on Twitter here saying, Andy Mossack, Lake Geneva. Vevey, is it, in Switzerland? Youngest son works for Nestles. Had to go there for work. Oh, an entire village made of chocolate. Or is that just in my fantasies? Vevey, or Vevey, however you say it correctly. But I think Switzerland is where we're sort of going down to, isn't it? Definitely, I have to say. Be wrapping that up very soon. Trying to track down the international man of mystery. Pamela Louthbunch, a suggestion. Andy is in Corsier-sous-Vevey. Oh, Vevey, that one again. In Switzerland, maybe. Here's clue number two. Like I said, I haven't seen this. Never read this before in my life. Oh, okay. This might have done it. The famous lake was also the inspiration for Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water, and a fire broke out at the Lakeside Casino. Also the venue for one of the world's most famous jazz festivals. Jazz festival. Two words to fill you with terror. I'm only joking. Famous lake, inspiration for Smoke on the Water. There was a fire at the Lakeside Casino. Venue for one of the world's most famous jazz festivals. What do you reckon then? I mean, is it Montreux? That's how you pronounce it, isn't it? All I'm doing now is I'm singing Smoke on the Water in my head. I'm at the bit with Frank Zappa and the Mamas. 81333RUSS. On the phone, 0800 389 3333. So the man himself will be here in about 10 minutes' time. We'll get the full travel log from him, but where in the world is Andy Mossack? But only here on The Late Show on your BBC. All of them ace. I'm sure Whispering John will do a couple more tomorrow. Now, though, time to track down our international man of mystery. Find out where he is in this world of ours. We had a couple of clues. Before we do anything else, we have to say a hearty good evening to Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy hoy, Russ.
Ahoy hoy, my friend. How the devil are you? What's going on?
I'm fabulous. I'm absolutely fabulous, and I'm having a wicked time this week. It's a stellar time.
Now, we got these clues. We had Charlie Chaplin's house. We had the world class attraction that is his former house now, almost a museum to himself. And we had Smoke on the Water. We had a famous jazz festival. So, all that being said, plenty of people suggesting the same place tonight. Are you by any chance on the Lake Geneva shoreline in Montreux?
Indeed, I am. Yes, indeed, sir. The Swiss Riviera.
The Swiss Riviera, is that what it is then? Yeah,
it is. It's yes. They've got to come up with a wonderful brand name, and that's the one, the Swiss Riviera. It is actually. I mean, both. I mean, Veve, as you. I think someone came on with
a couple of people suggest Veve. Yeah,
yeah, Veve and Montreux. They're next to each other, but yeah, it's basically a beautiful, beautiful lakeside setting. And what a time I'm having. I mean, I've got to tell you, Russ, there's no getting away from it this week. I am really basically being completely self-indulgent. I won't lie.
Okay. How are you self-indulgent? Because you come up against so much luxury in life, Andy.
I do.
How can you possibly be self-indulgent?
I know, but this is egging it to the extreme. You know, the amount of times I've been here, I've bonkers about Switzerland anyway. I love the landscapes. I love the people. I love the cheese, the chocolate. And of course, you know, the incessant, brilliant timekeeping that are the Swiss, right? Nothing ever is late. But there is no motivation for me to come here, you know, but This time is a very, very special event. It's a festival that only the Swiss would think of pulling off. And it's called the Fête des Vignerons. I think I've pronounced that right.
Like a native.
Fête des Vignerons, yeah. It's loosely translated as the Wine Growers Festival.
Oh.
But it may not sound particularly kind of, you know, state of the art. But what makes this special is it takes place only once every 25 years. So it is a genuine once in a generation celebration, right?
Wow.
I mean, it started in 1797. And in 2044, that's when the next one is. So what do you think the chances of me making that?
Extraordinary. Now, do you know what? This is interesting, though. The Wine Growers Festival on this. Now, yeah, of all the things I said, you listed there, you know, mountains, jazz music,
yeah,
international diplomacy, banking, chocolate, cheese. I wouldn't put wine in there. But every other nation around it, of course, makes, you know, world-famous wine, but I would never associate that with Switzerland.
Oh, man, you know, the Swiss winemaking is very, very, very good. Yeah. And Veve, you know, is normally where we are. Veve is normally a quiet little town, you know, on the banks of Lake Geneva. And it's squeezed in between Montreux on one side. And then on the other are the vineyards, the terraced vineyards of Lavaux. I mean, they are spectacular, all kind of on the side of these sort of mountains. It's absolutely jaw-dropping. And so there is a massive wine tradition here. And I just want to imagine what this small town is this month. An arena big enough to hold 20,000 people has been custom built in the old marketplace. 6,000 townsfolk are the cast in a 2.5-hour show that, for me, seriously, can only be compared to the opening ceremony at the London Olympics. It's that good. Okay. It's
extraordinary.
It's really extraordinary. Literally a cast of thousands, a huge LED performance floor. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. 70 different costumes, all just to celebrate the vineyards and nature's gift to us all, which is what they say here. You know, it's like, as far as they're concerned, it's a wonderful natural thing to have vines, and they celebrate it and have been doing for 300 years. You know,
why do I not
incredible.
Know about that? They custom built an arena for the 6,000 people in it. There's LED shows, and it's about booze. How did I not know this existed?
Yeah. There's a walk-on cast of cows, goats, alpine horns, gymnasts, choristers, and massed bands. I mean, it's like It's seriously quite ridiculous. And I was there today for 2.5 hours in the boiling sunshine, but it was absolutely amazing. And these people perform this magical show every day for over 3 weeks. So it ends on August the 11th. And, you know, it's just really something else. I mean, there's tented pop-up bars and restaurants everywhere here. And the place is just celebrating like nobody's business. And then in true Swiss efficient fashion, Vevey returns to its once more peaceful self, probably in about 5 minutes.
This is extraordinary. Now, I mean, you're obviously, yeah. I mean, what a thing to go to. And it really has been a targeted visit, I suppose, then for you. Because I'm just looking down this list here, the Fête du Vigneron. National Geographic said the world's most exciting destinations. It's one of them for the year. New York Times said it's on one of the top places to go in 2019. The Guardian newspaper said where to go. I mean, if you're going to go Switzerland and you're going to go for, I mean, it just sounds jaw-droppingly amazing. And what a thing. So have you drank any of the celebrated wine?
Yes. Well, we've had a little, we've had a few bevvies. Yeah, of course you have to, don't you? I mean, it would be rude not to really.
Absolutely. It'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
Particularly they've got a pop-up Buddha bar, which, you know, is sort of in the Hotel du Lac, and it's the place to go, and all the beautiful people are there. So, you know, we just waltzed in there and had a couple, but, what a spectacular venue and right next to the lake as well. It's just ridiculous. You know, it really is. And this whole thing has been constructed. There's a wooden balcony full of bars and kind of umbrellas and people drinking, and all this is going to be taken away, you know, within about 2 weeks probably. But, and you can imagine all these people have been rehearsing this for years to try and make sure they get it bang on, and it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. But I have had time to have a look at a few other stellar attractions while I've been here too. And, you know, we talked about the Charlie Chaplin thing, the Charlie Chaplin world. I know it sounds a bit theme parky, but trust me, it is such a fantastic place to go. I was there wearing a hard hat when it was just a construction site. And I did happen to say to the guy who's running all of this, you know, really, do you want to call it Charlie Chaplin World or Chaplin World? It sounds a bit, you know, a bit SeaWorldy to me, but no, he wanted to do it that way. And but it's more than a theme park. It's just an homage to what a great comedian, actor and songwriter he was, Charlie Chaplin. He's just amazing. You know, he wrote Smile.
Yes, he did. He wrote it for one of his films. He wrote quite a lot he did a lot of scoring for his bits. Yeah,
This Is My Song, I think. Petula Clark, he wrote that as well.
Petula, do you mean Harry Secombe? Let's get the best version.
Oh, yes, of course. You're right, actually. I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right. but the house and the grounds are literally frozen in time. You know, the original furniture, all these personal possessions donated by the family. And the movie sets are something else. And when you watch the clips, they're so clever. He was a genius. Actually, I remember that story about his bones being stolen. Yeah,
it was in the 70s. Wasn't it? I'm sure it was in the 70s. Yeah, it was was it like the year after he died or something? But there were grave robbers got him.
Yeah, well, the cemetery is very close to the estate, actually. But apparently, his wife didn't want to pay the ransom. And each time they came back with her with a lower amount, she said no. You know,
no, it was a reverse auction for the body and remains of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, apparently. But they rang back so many times, they got caught in the end.
That's incredible. Go on, give us a tenner. Just give us a tenner for it, Doug. Yeah, will you? That's all. Now you can keep him.
And then the other thing to go to is the Queen studio, because that was
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recorded 7 albums in the Mountain Studios in the old casino. And in the new one, they call it the Queen Studio Experience. And it's free. And it's got tons of original memorabilia. They've got like handwritten lyrics there, all kinds of stuff. And they've got the original control room, and where Freddie always sang next to the engineers. And you can sit at the Neef desk and remix Queen tracks. So you can have a lot of fun doing that. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
You're having like my dream holiday.
Really?
You are. Seriously. This is like all of the really geeky stuff.
Yeah, so, I love doing that. Just the bass playing, you know, it's great. I did that.
Did you? Of course you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course I did. And then I do have a quick story about the Jazz Festival, because the Montreux Palace Hotel, which is where they put up all the performers during the festival, I was there one. I was staying there for a couple of days once, and the lady took me to Carlos Santana's terrace suite. And she said this, he always has this place whenever he's here, you know, of course.
Extraordinary.
And she said, out on the terrace, he said he started during the festival, he started jamming and basically invited all of his mates, all his fellow musicians and everything else. And all these kind of world-class names were just up there doing a kind of a free thing on their own private terrace. And she said it went on for 2 or 3 hours, you know. I'm not sure about the people next door to him. But,
You know somebody complained, don't you? You know somebody was sitting there going, do you know, I've had a long day at work. The last thing I need is Carlos Santana and Eric Clapton playing until 2 in the morning.
Tell them to stop.
Tell them to knock it off, will you? Amazing. Well, what a trip. When are you back then? When are you coming home?
Well, tomorrow I'm going up to this thing called the Glacier 3000, which is going up above Gstaad to on the Alps. 3,000 meters up, and there's this suspension bridge. It's a footbridge that stretches between two mountain peaks.
Photos. So I've got to have photos.
Yeah, you have some of that. We're going to cross that tomorrow, and that's good.
Awesome.
And then on Friday, back on Friday, mate.
Brilliant. I want photos of the drawbridge. I want photos of the festival. Get them on that Facebook page, Andy. I can't wait to see
them. I'll put them up, I promise, next week.
Awesome stuff. You take care of yourself, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, mate. No worries.
Bye-bye. There he goes. A festival about wine, sat at the Queen mixing desk. What a life. Andy Mossack, then. Vevey in Switzerland. Only another 25 years if you want to go to that festival, though. It's 4 times a century, and why not? Any more would just be overkill, wouldn't it?